What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com, extra special guest, once again, DDT Method.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Just got done doing some BOSU ball squats, doing some...
Stability training.
All stability training. Stability. So you hear hypertrophy coaches go on all the time about how there's wasted movements. You shouldn't do this because it's not directly influencing hypertrophy. I'll post a video of me doing, the other week I posted a video of me doing a single leg Romanian deadlift. I bet you most bodybuilders can't even do this without falling.
Most likely not.
For five reps with 150 pounds dumbbell. It's a lot of weight. And people are like, why are you doing that? That's a waste of time. Because you're not getting enough load. You're not getting enough tension. When I'm like, wait a second, guys, there's more to hypertrophy. There's more to training than just going after the hypertrophy studies.
100%. So similar story, a couple weeks ago, I put my chest workout up online, and then at the end of my chest day, I did med ball slams, just heavy med ball slams, and then some battle ropes afterwards. And it was completely torn apart because they were not hypertrophy movements. Now, I will play ball with you. You're not going to grow bigger and stronger doing med ball slams. Your arms aren't going to blow up, and then your biceps aren't going to hypertrophy, and your forearms aren't going to get super jacked doing battle ropes. That's literally not going to happen, at least not directly.
No.
But these things are training modalities that should be used to get you to a goal. If you want to get bigger and stronger, chances are you need to train really, really hard. If you want to be big and jacked, chances are you also want to be ripped. You want to be lean. You want to actually see the muscle. On what planet is doing some med ball slams or some battle ropes detrimental to hypertrophy if it's giving you the capacity to train harder, if it's burning calories, if it's making you drop body fat, if it's increasing your ability to hit the weights like a complete motherfucker, like an animal? If you can do a single leg RDL with 150 pounds, what do you think that's going to do for your conventional RDL? We're not necessarily trying to get huge from a single leg RDL. We're not necessarily trying to get our arms to blow up from battle ropes or med ball slams, but these things will have positive effects in our training in general, but then they're going to bleed over and make the other things that we do better at being the other things that we do.
I have two words for you, Louis Simmons. So if you look at Conjugate, they have their dynamic days and they have their... what is it, heavy duty days? What do they call the max effort?
Max effort.
Max effort and dynamics. So if you look at max effort days, you're doing your 10 by 3 squats, you're doing your powerlifting movements. However, most people don't realize conjugate training, if you've ever done it, your dynamic days are speed, they're accessories. They're big. West Side is big on sled pushes, mm-hmm. sled pulls. They're big on unilateral movements. And the reason being is that your body's a chain. And you're only as strong as your weakest link. So to think that balance for hypertrophy doesn't play a role. Again, like you said, if you're able to unilateral and balance, imagine what happens if you're grounded and you have the balance. Also, I will argue that when you're balancing, you're activating muscles that aren't going to be activated as much during a bilateral non-balanced movement. By activating those muscles, by overloading those muscles, you're gonna get hypertrophy in muscle and give you a better dimensional look as you would to not doing it. Now going to med ball, bodybuilders love to talk about getting the pump. What is getting the pump? High repetitions, okay?
And blood flow.
And blood flow. I wanna ask you this. Let me ask you this. Which is gonna get more blood flow? Doing this 20 times or fucking slamming the ball? But I digress, and I also think that unless you're Phil Heath in his prime when he was competing, unless you're Hottie, unless you're Derek, you need to worry about more than just muscle size. You need to worry about being able to play with your kids. You need to worry about getting out of bed without tearing a hamstring. You need to worry about balance. If you listen to Dr. Peter Attia, he's actually included balance into one of the key predicators of morbidity risk. Because what happens, what kills a lot of old people? They fall and they break their fucking hip. Let me ask you this. If I'm 80 years old and I can take a 100 pound dumbbell in a hand and do this, do you think I'm more or less likely to fall and snap my shit up, end up bedridden, get bed sores and die?
Movement is life.
Yes.
Movement is health, movement is life. How many bodybuilders do you know that train incredibly hard, that put up tons of weight, and they follow their split to a T with their traditional bodybuilding movements, but they can't get out of bed in the morning. It's so common that we all joke about it.
Yeah.
We get out of the car too fast. Oh, I can't move for whatever reason. We try to get down to play with our kids. Oh my God, my knees. We try to do anything around the house. God forbid yard work.
Oh, yeah.
God forbid yard work. Something like that, and we can't move. That's kind of the old school way of thinking. Movement is life, movement is health. Just doing traditional bodybuilding movements isn't going to keep you moving for the rest of your life. And likewise, doing non-traditional movements don't only make you better at just moving for life, they make you better at the training that you're doing. Cardio, functional training, and I hate that term because it's all functional.
Everything's functional.
Cardio, functional training, these unconventional movements in terms of what's conventional and not conventional for bodybuilding will help your bodybuilding, albeit not directly. And I promise you, you know more than anybody, I promise everybody here, if you read comments on this post, you're gonna see a bunch of people saying, but that won't make the muscle grow, but that won't work to get huge, but that won't work to do that. Guys, brushing my teeth has nothing to do with how my poop looks in the morning, not directly, but it all helps out. It's all part of general health. We need to do things that help the things that we're going to do. These things bleed together. They all aid and abet each other.
Yes.
If you want to be a good bodybuilder, if you want to have a good physique, try being a good athlete. And I don't mean that you have to run sprints faster than anybody else. Not that it would hurt.
No.
And I don't mean that you need the perfect hand-eye coordination. Not that it would hurt. But you need to be able to fucking move with some intensity. And at the end of the day, all this stuff helps with your heart. Your heart controls how much output you can generate when you're actually bodybuilding. Training for balance, training unconventional angles, training things in that functional range or mindset, it's going to help with your isolation work. There is nobody shy of the most genetically elite athletes on the planet that should be training 100% for hypertrophy all the time, even if your goal is hypertrophy.
And just realize, it's also about your life in general, your quality of life. So getting to the gym, moving heavy weights, step one. I will say that that is probably the most important thing, overloading the muscle, challenging yourself. Because again, you talk about morbidity risk. And I know you 20-year-olds are watching this like, I don't care. Trust me, you will care. And also, if you haven't noticed, we were just talking about this while training. Like, there's a lot of bodybuilders who've been dying of heart issues. There's a lot of young kids, young bodybuilders, they might even be twins. There's a lot of people online who are doing things now that it's gonna significantly reduce their life expectancy. It just is. And I know that sounds terrible, but, and then you'll be like, well, what about you guys? We've come to grips with the fact that we have done things that are not the best for longevity. But late 30s, mid 40s, now we're playing catch-up. But what if you don't have to play catch-up? What if you could do it right from the get-go? And that's why we're here, to prevent you from making those mistakes. This isn't hypocrisy. This isn't jealousy. But we want to make sure that when you're 40, that you're able to, I want you to live the life that I live at 43. I'm running around, I'm wrestling with my kids, I'm doing stuff every single day, and I'm still competing as a professional bodybuilder. You can have it all. Will I be able to beat Keon? Will I be able to beat Kareth? No, not a chance. But again, that's what they do. If you are at the level of Keon and Kareth, turn this video off now, because you're fine. You do not need our help.
Nope, you're good.
You're doing good. But if you're a guy who has a 9-to-5 job, if you're going to school, if you're someone who's just simply a family man, you want to look your best, you want to go to the beach, you want to have big muscles, but you still want to be able to run on the beach and catch a frisbee. You still want to be able to play with your kids. You still want to be able to have sex without like cramping, you know, even with yourself for them.
I cramp all the time because I reach at a weird angle.
Weird angle?
You got to, you know, sideways.
You got to send me that video.
Yeah. You know, OnlyFans.
But you definitely should heed these pieces of advice, because the one thing I did, the best thing I did in my life, is at 33 years old, when I was really, really getting into bodybuilding, I was really going for my pro card, I snap my shit up, strain my lower back and strain my pec, same week. That was when I started doing the functional stuff. That's when I started getting involved in Exos. That's when I started to work in mini bands. That's when I started to work in bell up kettlebell presses. That's when I started to move more. Because I realized that if I feel like this at 33, how will I feel at 43? And I've gotten to a point where every year I get older, I feel better than I did the year prior. And if you can start that younger, or even if you're older, start that now, there's nothing wrong. Now, we're not saying do stupid shit like BOSU ball squats.
No.
We're not saying that. But doing med ball slams, doing mini band movements, doing kettlebell movements, those will not be be a detriment to your gains. They will only help them.
No. The thing is, I know that it gets redundant. You're probably a little bit younger than us. You're probably watching two older guys talk about don't do dumb shit, preserve your health, so on and so forth. And it's pretty much the least sexy thing to talk about in terms of bodybuilding or physique enhancement. So if you're not going to listen to us based on the fact that you might temporarily think you're invincible, listen to us based on the fact that if you're watching this, you probably really fucking love to train.
Yes.
It's probably the highlight of your day, if not one of them. Take this into effect. If you can do 5 minutes of nonstop heavy med ball slams directly into a 3 minute back and forth hit circuit on battle ropes, directly into a single leg RDL with 150 pound kettlebell. Don't do that specifically.
Yeah,
that sounds
hurt.
Awful.
Don't start with
that. That sounds terrible. Situationally, if you can do shit like that better than anybody else, I would wager to bet that you can train harder than anyone else when you're doing your compound work and isolation work with the hypertrophy focus. If you are an athlete and you have this high capacity for holy shit, fuck you output, you're going to be able to lift weights better.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what we're all trying to do?
Yeah. So anyway, where can they find you?
I'm at DDT Method on Instagram and on X. Reach out to me for coaching or any consultations, or if you just have questions, I'll shoot the shit all day, man. I'm a nerd.
So this is going to be posted on YouTube, Rumble, X, and yeah, I think that's it. So he needs to be on X.
Working on it.
X is where everything's at, so follow him on X. He's gonna have some cool shit on there. As you can tell, like, I'm a huge fan of Twitter, what Elon's done over there, and it's the hub for all things information. So follow him on Twitter. He will have some cool shit on there. And for me, if you're already following me, thank you. If you're not, follow me. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. And the one thing I ask of you, we don't need like super chats or anything. Go to tigerfitness.com. It's my site. It's how I pay my bills. If you need to buy creatine, protein, or anything, yeah, please do that. And Ambrosia Planta, Alchemy, Kinetic, Nectar, Ember, No Morbidity, all available at Sprouts. Thank you guys for watching. That's not a game.